The prayer that I kept saying was, Jesus, can you just change these things? Can you stop the cancer? Can you stop the storms? But he's chosen not to stop these things just yet. And I'm finding out that sometimes the best question is not, Jesus, can you change these things around me? But instead, God, can you change me so that I can handle the things that you're walking me through? So I keep singing and praying and believing the words of this song because I know that he is changing me. And that is making all the difference.
Lord, I come before you today. I lift up each and every person listening, Lord. I ask that you open their ears, their hearts, their minds, Lord, and whatever season they may be going in, that you walk with them, that you carry them, that you are with them through it all. Lord, I give you praise and I thank you, because without you, none of this would be possible. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey there, it's Anna with God's Podcast. And in today's episode, I want to do something a little bit different. I would like to read straight from the Bible in the book of Colossians chapter 3. And the headline is, Living as Those Made Alive in Christ. Reading verses 1 through 17. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways, in the life you once lived. But now you must also rid yourself of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance with one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I wanted to start with this because we all have decisions to make. The decisions we make today determines our destiny. Did you hear me? The decisions we make today determine our destiny. And if you know that, are you laying your life before God daily? Are you coming to him in prayer for every decision? Are you sharing him with others? If not, why? Are you willing to share your faith with others? Are you inviting others? Are you willing to share the freedom you have received from Christ with others whom desperately need it? I have a quote on my wall my daughter put there probably about 6-7 years ago, and it states, "Don't say God is silent when your Bible is closed." I want you to ponder that for a minute and think about what it really says. Don't say God is silent when your Bible is closed. Are you complaining you can't hear God? Are you struggling? Are you hurting? Are you desperate? Then why is your Bible closed? If you don't set it, you won't do it. Planning prayer time, Bible time is key. And if you're not going to God in all decisions, how do you plan on fixing it? Because only God can fix it. Only God can heal. Only God. I have come to a point in my life where I probably look crazy to some, but I am in constant communication with God daily. I talk to him like he is my friend, my father, my therapist, and the list goes on. I am always turning to him all day long. And you know what has changed in my life? I see God in everything and everywhere. It has changed my life drastically. It has changed how things, people, situations, problems, how they affect me. It has allowed me to let go and give it over to God. When I get anxious, when I get depressed, when negative thoughts come into my mind, I talk to God and pray and ask Him to cover me in the blood of Jesus, to take that anxiety away, to take that depression away, to take that fear away. And guess what? By praying and doing so, the negative thoughts, the anxiety, the fear, the depression goes away. Yes, it comes back here and there throughout different situations, but handing it over to God truly is the answer, and letting go. We all make decisions every single day of our lives. What is your decision you're going to make? Are you going to hand it over to God? Are you going to lay your life before God? Because your decision that you make today determines your destination. Are you willing to allow that destination to be unknown? Or do you want to have a relationship with God, knowing that His promise that one day Jesus is going to come back and that we all will be judged and that we all have a chance to spend eternity with God in paradise, like He says? But that's up to you to make that decision. No one else can do it for you. So I ask you today to take accountability in your decisions for today. Surrender your life over to God. Set prayer time. Set Bible time. Join a Bible study. We lead busy lives, I know. But if you don't set it, you won't do it. You will continue down the same path, missing something, going through motions, never feeling filled, never being completely satisfied, never truly happy. By making this decision today, we'll change your tomorrow. We'll change all your decision makings. By coming to God first, you will see all things through His eyes. You will hear God. You will not wonder why He is not talking to you, because your ears, hearts, and minds will be ready for God. Your decisions you make today will determine your destination. So make it an amazing landing and choose God today. Until next episode, keep Bibling. Keep spreading God's word and let today's decision be for God. I hope you enjoyed this episode and share it with someone else, because we have the option to help others. We never know what someone may be going through, but God does. And by sharing God with them, you are helping them. Thank you for listening, and your support means so much to me. My hope is to help at least one person get closer to God. I hope you all have an amazing week. And make some time to get out and enjoy some sunshine. Father, I come before You and I thank You. I thank You for this opportunity to share Your word. Lord, I lift up each and every person to You. I ask that You guide them throughout this decision making, that they may lay their life before You, surrender to You, and make time for You. Because with You, all things are possible. With You, life is so much easier. With You, you can get through anything. My prayer is that they put You first, that they put You before all decisions they have to make. And in doing so, they can see You in everything. Father, I praise You. I glorify You. Because without You, I would not be who I am today. My relationship wouldn't be where it is today. I thank You for sending Your Son, Jesus, who died for us and gave us a second chance. Because with that second chance, my love for You and through You and in You, my relationship has grown, and I am so appreciative for that. Father, I just pray that You work miracles in those listening, that You help those that are listening. That is my prayer for this week. I praise You, I thank You, and I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And not to stop these things just yet. And I'm finding out that sometimes the best question is not, Jesus, can You change these things around me? But instead, God, can You change me so that I can handle the things that You're walking me through? So I keep singing and praying and believing the words of the song, because I know that He is changing me. And that is making all the difference. I don't want to hear anymore. Teach me to listen. I don't want to see anymore. Give me a vision that you could move this heart to be set apart. I don't need to recognize the man in the mirror, 'cause I don't want to trade your plans for something familiar. I can't waste a day, 'cause I can't stay the same. I want to be different, I want to be changed, till all of me is gone, and all that remains is a fire so bright, the whole world can see that there's something different.